Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
What's crack?
I'm all right, yeah. Yeah, I'm all right.
I asked you something at the start and then you went, oh, no, I'm not answering that now. I can't remember what it was when you came in and sat down. And then you're like, I'll tell you about it now in a few minutes. I can't remember what it was.
I can't remember.
We've gone through about six things. I was asking you how you were.
Oh, yeah, good, yeah. Thank you very much.
You've had a good week. You've had a busy week.
I've had a good, a very good and very busy week, yeah. It's amazing. The sun. It's amazing the different perspective.
Oh, I know what it was. I said to you, you look very bronzed. I actually said you have a great colour.
She said you have a great colour on you. That's a very contentious statement to make these days. Do you know why? Like,
why? I'm scared now because I'm like, no. Oh, who have I offended now?
No, I tell you who you've offended.
You.
Me. You've offended me.
I'm okay with that.
And because when you say to someone, and I've noticed this, right? I know what you're really asking. You're looking at me and saying, oh, the colour of you. I know what you're really asking. You're asking.
There's a lot of finger pointing.
Yeah. You're asking, have you broken travel guidelines and been on a holiday? That's what you're asking.
No, I know you go.
That's what you're asking. You basically are saying, someone's had a weekend in Portugal. And I'm like, no, I'm walking me dogs. You're judging me. You're literally judging me because I look different.
I know you've been lying in and out of Spain to Marbella the whole way through this pandemic, given the work reasons. I know you've been doing
that. My shite. I haven't been anywhere. But
hopping on those Ryanair flights. Out to Marbs, coming back in going, sure wasn't I walking my dog?
I would never
do
that.
That's all I've been doing.
No, but I've learned it this week because I've been in the sun a lot, as you can see, right? You know, I've gone.
Wear some cream on your face.
I do. I always wear, factor 50 I always wear. I get that kids shit. You know the shit that you put on kids and animals? That's the stuff I get.
Is there some cream for animals?
Yeah, there is sun cream for animals.
I'm at a weird angle here. Sorry, I'm just going to move myself.
So I get all that sun cream that's specifically for children and animals. I get that and I put it all over me.
Or just a 50.
It just says 50 plus kids written on the bottle. 50 right, plus okay. kids. And then it's the one that the vet has recommended I put in my dog's ears. It's that one.
Okay.
And I've been
some
out in the sun.
Some for you, some for me.
Yeah, exactly. I do use the same bottle. Dog second though. You know, I put it on myself first and the dog second. So it's all right. And then everyone I meet this week, and I mean almost everyone, right? Has said, oh, the colour on you, I wonder. And then someone gave the game away. They were like, have you've been away? I'm like, ha, snared you. I know what I fucking knew it. I knew what the suggestion was. You're asking me, have I been inconsiderate and been sneaking around going on holidays? Answer is absolutely not. I have not. I've just been out walking the dogs.
No.
But having a tan is like having a big shadow. Having a tan nowadays is like having a big shadow because people think you were up to no good. That you've been sneaking around.
Well,
I would just
automatically think that I obviously know your adoption story and whatnot, but I would think prior to those generations, I would think that you've a little hint of the Spanish Armada in you somewhere along the line. That's what it is, though, because we were either Norwegian in terms of like we were very, very, very fair skinned and pale skinned.
Yeah.
And then the Spanish Armada came in at Christchurch and started infiltrating and fluting around and raping and pillaging and whatever else they did while they were there.
A lot of fluting.
And that's why you have a hint of the Spanish Armada. That's why some of us have brown hair. But if I go to Portugal and I go, I'm in the sun for a week, people address me in Portuguese because I don't look like an Irish person because I have brown hair, brown eyes, and brown skin.
That's what used to happen to me and Elaine when we went away. She's got, you know, that skin that's very receptive
sallow
to sunshine,
skin.
Sallow skin. And she has
sunshine. Yeah. It should be a sales pitch.
Yeah, very.
My skin is receptive to sunshine.
Yeah, so when we were like went to Colombia because she has family over in Colombia, everybody looked at her and spoke to her in Spanish. Everybody.
Yeah, they just naturally think.
And then I was the one. Por favor, amigo. If you didn't mind looking over here for a minute, yo hablo español. You know what I mean? Mi novia no tengo una palabra. I was giving it all of that
is
shit.
That, is that I'm really angry and
that's
Spanish?
Like, she hasn't got a word. I'm the one to speak Spanish.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I was the one that and I was
step
like,
aside, compadre.
Isn't it amazing that me walking around with someone that looks like someone's drawn a face in a balloon, like Potato Head was the one going around getting upset because people wouldn't speak Spanish to him? Like, of course they wouldn't.
I am. What, how'd you say? I know how to speak Spanish?
Yo hablo español, you'd say. I do speak Spanish,
right, okay. But yeah. You know how to speak Spanish, but there's, when I was drunk in Portugal, like back in the day before we had kids, because like I literally would tan and we would go out for maybe 3 weeks. So it would come to a point where I would like cover myself because I would just become so brown. But when you're drunk, you kind of feel like you're bulletproof and that you can do lots of things.
Oh,
so like,
yeah,
they'd
yeah.
Be like,
confidence.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you speak with such confidence, yeah.
You know, like you just drop a note, you know, obrigado or obrigada or whatever, ciao or whatever. But then they, you know, or you walk in, bon dia, to say hello or whatever. And then they talk back to you in Portuguese. But when you're drunk, then you try and talk back in Portuguese and you have no words for Portuguese.
Yeah.
Just be like, oh, I say.
When you start doing that thing that you see in sitcoms, it's like hello.
Yeah. Hello, amigo. Two beardos for me and me boyfriendy.
You start, and people are just like, they look at, like, people are looking at you, what the fuck is wrong with you?
At the end of everything, I was like, obrigada, regalo, de nada.
Oh, yeah, put the voice on.
Ciao, de nada. Ciao, ciao, ciao. Yeah.
It's like me, mate, Jer, if anybody from another country, to this day, it's still the most unbelievably mortifying thing. I don't know why or how he goes into this mode, right? So somebody stops him and they do the whole, sorry, do you know where I can get to, you know, whatever. And he repeats it in English, in their accent. It's the most fucked up thing. I won't say his name, but he does this fucking thing.
You said it's Jer.
I didn't. I said Jer. I said Jer. It could have gone to anything. Could have been Geronimo. Jurist.
Jerusalem.
Jerkerud. It could have been anything, right? But he goes, so someone come up to him and I'll be like, do you know the way to O'Connell Street? He'll go, yes, you're taking the next right. It's fucking mental. It's fucking mental. I'm like, please stop this. He's like, I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm like, no, nobody knows what you mean. Your man just thinks you're doing a weird impression to him. You've insulted us. You've insulted him. You're embarrassed yourself. You know, it's
that or the other way around, though, because, you know, if you meet somebody who's like from another country or whatever, and like, but they could live like, so as in it could be somebody who maybe originally was from Poland and they've moved over to here, or Hungary, yeah, or wherever, Estonia, wherever it is. So, but they, you hear in words that they have Irish, like they go grands.
Yeah.
But they have a really strong Polish accent and then they go, it's grands at the end of it or whatever.
Two always gives them away. I have a friend who comes from Italy. He's been in Dublin for years. Yeah. So two snack of the box. Two snack of the box. It's a madness. Okay, I love it.
When Joey speaks to them, he speaks to them like he would speak to a child in play school. Can you?
Yeah.
And they're like looking at him going, I've lived here for 24 years.
What are you doing?
And he's like, can you go and get?
Oh, Jesus Christ, it's so embarrassing.
And he's talking slowly.
It's embarrassing.
And I'm just like going, he has better English than you.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And 26 years experience. Do you want me to help you? I'm not fucking 8.
Sir.
That's how you talk to it. That's how you talk to a 3 year old.
Not even a three year old. But it's the same way if we go on holidays. Like if we go to the States for like, even if we go to the States for 3 weeks, we're there 2 days, he's just like full on, he has like an American accent. Like, Joey would just absorb.
He gets these words
to England.
Sponge, yeah.
I go the opposite way. Like if we're in the UK, I go, or America, I go as far as I can to let them know that I'm as Irish as they
come. All of a sudden, Suzanne Cain's like, come here, Leona. Yeah.
Yep. I sound like a Northsider.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? No.
Yeah.
What's the way you're from? From Dublin. Obviously, I'm from Dublin.
You won't stop
I?
Me so drinking in the bandstand. Yeah. That's Suzanne Cain on Spanish.
Yes, have lagans, yes. What type of shithole's this?
But come here.
Hi, Mom. Having a great time.
And come here, I have to tell you as well, because you said maybe I have some Spanish Armada in me or whatever. You know I did the DNA Ancestry.com contest. You know I did all that.
No.
So I know all of this.
Stop. Do you have Spanish Armada in you?
No, because of the whole adoption thing, all of this, right? You know. So what I did it years ago, but every so often they update it so to be more specific.
More people
get involved.
Right.
And they can actually, the science of the DNA, they can actually, it's getting better.
I'd love to do that.
Well,
I think I'd be very boring though.
Well, you know, I tell you what, I did it, right?
Yeah.
I did it. And I thought to myself, I'll be honest with you, I thought it was made of interesting stuff. I did.
I would agree.
I thought, you know something, this shit could go anywhere.
Yeah.
There could be Chinese, there could be Azerbaijanis, there could be anything. There could be any kind of fucking person rocking around in my bloodline. There could be anything, right?
And also because you don't have a grasp of where you came from.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
Exactly. I just thought there could be fucking anything here. Yeah. So I did the test and I couldn't wait for it to come back. I was thinking, this is going to be amazing, right? I was like, I can't wait to see, you know, see your Neanderthal walk into Homo sapiensness. You know, I couldn't wait to see it.
Who do you think you are, Peter Gallagher?
Do you know where it was?
What?
Where, and then 98% of ours, just 2%, right, that is not in this area. 98% male.
Male?
Fucking planet of the onion rings. Planet of the fucking onions. Male, 98%. I'll show it to you. I'm going to send you the screenshots of it so you can fucking laugh at me. 98% male. The rest, the other 2%, 1% is the rest of Ireland.
Male.
And the other 1% goes as far as, I think, my full DNA spread goes. There might be a tip. There might be one Dutch fucker who has something to do with me. That's it.
Who once said hello to somebody.
That's it. 98% male. Yeah, North male. Like, wait to see how specific this DNA line is. North male. That's why I look like Louis Walsh, man. That me and Louis Walsh are ringers for each other when I thought, well, as soon as the penny dropped.
Oh my God, maybe.
Me and Louis Walsh are ringers. We're related.
Did you ever
man.
Trace your dad?
Yeah, I did.
Is it Louis Walsh?
No, it's not Louis Walsh.
I'm just checking. I never asked you.
But
maybe your dad is.
We have definitely have something. We're from the exact same area. We definitely. Oh, there's a picture of me taken on a roller coaster, right? And we were on the Cú Chulainn roller coaster in Tato Park, right? And you know the way you fly through the tunnel thing and it does a flash, right? Me in fear. Is a ringer for Louis Walsh having a great time. We're like, it's we're fucking ringers for each other.
Are you sure?
Ringers.
Are you sure your dad's your dad? Like, maybe your dad signed his name and Louis paid him money.
Maybe.
Do you know?
Although that would have meant Louis had a baby at like 12, 13 or
Who
12
knows?
Or something. But I'm telling you
country,
now.
Country nights are long and lonely.
Mm.
Do you know?
All
it takes is a little bit of sperm in.
No.
PJ.
It explains an awful lot. It explains why my neck gets red so quick. It explains why I have a penchant for over onioning my dinner. It explains why
milk.
I can't walk
Do you
down
like
the road
milk?
Now holding a stick.
Do you like milk?
I don't. I hate milk.
Oh, well, then that's the 2% probably that's milk. Missing. Because you know the way everything in the country comes with a pint of milk. Mm. Well, so when the Sevens happens up in Jude's, so all of the country descends into the club for the Sevens. They used to before, obviously, the pandemic. But they'd all come. So they'd have to get like extra litres and pints of milk because they'd all be like, I got a pint of milk. That's not fair. A pint of milk with that, like with their dinners. They'd all have, you know, all the strap and Jesus, the testosterone and then the girls' pheromones that like the walking around when you were like a teenager, early 20s at the Sevens, the club was like, it was peak. Riding season, like,
yeah, of course it was. Yeah, but it's like amazing. You know, it's like the time of the year, spring.
You could hear it was September, so it was like that hot all Ireland time of the year, you know, big thighs on the lads and short shorts and whatnot.
So, spring, everybody looking forward to spring lambs, basically, you know, beginning of September,
spring,
9 months later,
spring herders,
all the spring cultures are bouncing around the fields. Woo! Like, that's.
My mum used to say that though, which is if you're from the country, I apologise profusely. I grew up in. I think
I'm
my mum used
the country,
to go.
There's no fucking Dublin
you're
in
not.
Me. I'm the biggest bugger I've ever met.
I don't think now I want to do the anti-history.
I wish I could do anti-history.
I don't think I want to do the ancestry because if I was 98% culture, I think it pushed me over the edge.
You won't be. We already know you've got like a lot of
Protestant.
You've got that Protestant English sort of thing, don't
but
you?
But we were only Catholic. One generation back, so like my great great grandfather was a high priest, like as in a Protestant high priest in like Meath, somewhere like that. And then Cain is very red hand of Ulster, like
Cain, yeah,
yeah, like I mean, we're not because someone said that to me. They were like, "Are you right Cain or left Cain?" And I was like, "Sorry,
did you really ask that?"
I was like, "How do you mean?" And he's like, "And I went, oh, are you mean am I Protestant or Catholic?" And he
Jeez,
was like,
"That's as contentious a question as have you been on holidays."
Like on Catholic, and he goes, but like you probably go back to like Protestant Cain. And I was like, I don't know. I said, all I know is I live in South Dublin on the flat.
Protestant Cain is an amazing name for a movie, isn't it? Isn't it? Protestant Cain.
I don't think Protestant Cain would be that nice.
I don't know. In my eyes, it's kind of like a superhero.
Anyway, what I will say to you is that up until I got my new Smeg toaster, don't like to throw it around, but I got a Smeg toaster in a castle. Excitement. I'm absolutely
Smeg
mad about
toaster.
It.
Oh, yeah, how much Smeg was toaster. That?
Oh, Jesus, it was 300 for the two of them.
Oh, you want to see this thing.
Don't, like, Joey nearly.
It's like a fucking
kitten.
Mercedes parked in the kitchen. Oh, my middle age alarm bell rang so hard.
I bet you
I
you
couldn't
had,
sleep for
I
a month and
a
I just
twitch.
Saw a picture of it.
I bet you had a twitch looking at it. I bet you
I
had
did.
A twitch looking at it,
honest
you?
To God, yeah. Honest to God,
it's
as
porn.
Excited.
It's literally porn. I got Harvey Norman's and I couldn't get it anywhere. I couldn't
I
get
so
the grey. And then they found it for me in, like, somewhere down the country. In fairness to them, they went because I was, like, mad for this colour grey, and it's like it is. So here's what I've learned, right? Here's your erotica.
But tell me about it now. I want to know all about this toaster. Oh. This isn't normal. Like, this
so
is...
it's just beautiful. It just looks... So
it
I
is.
Used to keep my toaster in the press, so that's probably the Protestant
oh,
background
that's the
in
most,
me.
That is yeah. it. That's so... That's 100%. So
amazing. Me too. Yeah. Me too.
Do you? Are you Protestant?
Fire. No, I just but I keep my toaster in the press because I don't have a 300 quid toaster. My toaster is 20 quid. I bought
yeah.
it 15 years
well,
ago.
Well, now that the toaster's out, it stays out. You know what no, I mean? You know yourself, Gerard. Once you're out, you're out.
Gerard, you know? No one called Gerard can in. Be Protestant. They'd be calling him Geroids and everything.
Geroids.
You're calling him mad names. Geroid or...
Hey, Geroids.
Geroid or...
when I was in Edinburgh, they called me Gayrod Farrelly.
Gayrod Farrelly! Gayrod Farrelly for Gerard.
I mean, that's a hate crime.
My show was called Gerard Less Travelled. So it was Gayrod Less Travelled. I was like...
Gayrod Less Travelled! What a fucking amazing mistake! That's the greatest. Were they serious? Like, was it? They
you
weren't messing.
You need to change
like,
no, everything to that
and
name.
I thought, oh, well, if I call it Gerard, they'll think the road. So they go, oh, that's the way to say it. But they thought it was Gayrod Less Travelled.
Gayrod?
Like,
oh,
change everything you
work.
Own to Gayrod. Change. Forget it. I'm never calling you Gerard ever again, Gayrod.
Gayrod Farrelly. It's
Gayrod
the fucking
Farrelly.
The most amazing
name.
Cabaret entertainer's
isn't
name.
Yeah,
isn't
100%.
It?
100%.
It's got like a hello.
Yeah.
Dolly. It's coming up next after 8 o'clock with all your bingo numbers and musical. Gayrod Farrelly.
Gayrod Farrelly.
He's that's never out of the Reco Inn. So.
Never out of the Reco. He has a constant, him and Phil Fox.
Yeah,
a rolling.
That is a beautiful thing. I'm sorry, that's the best. That is the best.
What have you got there?
It's a raspberry coated brownie. I'm very hungry. I didn't have a chance to eat.
I'll tell you about my toaster, and you eat. So the click on the kettle, it makes this beautiful noise. You know, like oh, by the way, fucking ASMR. Oh, I'm into it. It's very calming.
No, this is fuckers breathing.
Not
the
eating and breathing. No, there's certain. Listen, the more you listen to it, the more you figure out what your little triggers are. So I like brushes.
That annoys me now when you do that.
Yeah, you have sensory
what
issues.
What do you mean now?
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Clicks. I like the set. Like I love on a Ford Focus. I love the click of look. See, Gerard gets it. I love the click of the indicator because it's a real. I love the click of it. Do you get it?
Yeah.
See, Gerard gets it. And then there's one girl who does like a. Very relaxing.
I remember one time I was in a B&B in Mayo.
Right, okay, great. I don't know where you're going
and
with
this. There was a light switch.
Yeah.
And it was a massive light switch. And you really had to put power into like pushing it.
Like,
and the clunk when you pressed it was the most satisfying thing I've ever experienced in my life.
In the
I actually
of
took
God
a video
this.
Of
the clunk.
Of the clunk.
You did not.
I did, I'll send it to you.
I don't want it.
Edit it in. I want to hear the clunk.
It's a mental.
I love it. I love the.
But you wouldn't like both. Honestly, would you go home and stick this on like a YouTube?
I
video
listen to ASMR when I'm really stressed. Now
you do in
yeah,
your shite.
I swear to God, and I'm obsessed. There's
I
this
hate
one
noise. I fucking hate
no,
noise.
No, it depends
I
on the noises. No.
I hate
I
noise.
Don't.
I fucking hate it. I hate my. I can't even eat. Like when I'm on my own and I eat.
We'll get your ear defended.
I have slapped myself in the face from because I'm trying to eat and I hear myself go. I'm like, fuck off now. You're fucking ruining the food. You're fucking ruining the food. Because I can't eat on my own. So if I'm outside and I forget my AirPods, right? And I buy a sandwich. I can't eat the fucking sandwich. I have to go hungry.
Okay, hang on. Right,
or else I have to sit on the side of a road and listen to the... To take away the... Because I'll fucking slap myself.
Okay, listen, right? Listen.
Just some prick
listen.
Rustling paper, is it?
Listen. I love the flutters.
What is going on?
So she's taking her makeup off.
Are you messing?
It's very satisfying.
Are you messing?
No.
You'd listen to that.
Yeah.
You'd put that in an earphone. You'd listen to that. You'd sit in the house, listen to it.
Yeah. Do you know which one I listened to the other night going to sleep?
What
was someone
the fuck
getting their hair
on?
Cut. Someone getting their hair cut. And she's like, the girls were, she's like, so you're in to get your hair cut.
Like, stop it.
She's the scissors and she's cutting the scissors and she's like, oh, okay. Just relax.
Oh my God. Even that's giving me, I'm getting this awful feeling when you rub that fuzzy yolk on the microphone. I'm getting an awful feel.
Or
that's
like cotton wool, someone eating cotton wool.
Or anything. Anything. I'm very sensitive, I think. I think I'm a very sensitive
if
soul, really.
If you've sensory issues, it's either you like it or you don't like it.
Well, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
Okay.
I hate everything about it.
I'm just trying to talk about my toaster porn.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's why we're into the toaster. Jesus Christ.
I'm so uptight now
because I've heard those sounds. I've got all sweaty in my pits and now I can't say toaster.
I actually feel a bit relaxed.
It's awful. But I was very jealous. I saw the Smeg thing. Everything to do with Smeg, though. Do you know Smeg is like, we've had this analogy before, but Smeg is like Botox, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like you get one and then all you see is everything that isn't Smeg.
Yeah.
You know, so you get a Smeg toaster and you look at the rest of the kitchen and you go, oh, well, that's fucked all of a sudden. So then you get a Smeg fridge and then you go,
we don't have the room for
it. And then your lips,
it's
like getting the lips and nose done. And then that's all you can see is the fucking saggy 52-year-old brows and you're like, I gotta do that, you know. And then so if you get Smeg, you're in the perpetual cycle of Smeg.
But you see, the worst bit is that I ordered it, got it, and then because I'd been talking about it on Instagram that I was looking for, trying to find it. Then Harvey Norman were amazing, they found it, got it, it got delivered, but I very stupidly didn't turn the box. The boxes, even they come in, are like, I didn't turn the box around, but the price was sitting on the top of them, and Joey literally sent me a message going, are you taking the actual piss?
Like, I can imagine.
But then, now I just had to keep, like, it was basically like, you know, when you kind of fancy someone and you're trying to tickle them. So I kind of had to keep going. But look how lovely it is. And look at the toast that it makes. And I had to do everything, you know, other than sexual favors to try and get him over the line to appreciate the kettle. But the click of it is gorgeous. So here's at home porn for you, right? When you're middle aged or a woman. I learned yesterday that washing your duvet cover, your sheet and the shirts, and putting them out in a day like yesterday on the line with the pegs. That's it now. That's
what do you mean?
Oh, that's just like porn.
Using
the
washing line.
No, it's just like seeing them fluttering around, the drying out there yesterday was explicit. Like it was just,
it's a wonderful thing.
Mad into it.
But wait, here's a question for you. The rain falls in it. Do you wash them again? Or you
depends
just
how wet they get. If they get soaked, you have to wash them because the rain's not clean.
I leave them out to fuck. They get hard. But
they're
after one sleep,
smelly.
They're gone back to normal.
No,
I leave them out to fuck. They get hard. They get a bit crispy. They do.
No.
But they're clean.
That's
crispy.
That's awful.
It's crispy clean.
No.
It's like a crispy clean.
No, that's sleep. Wrong. It's fair. Speaking of clothes, actually, I realise I'm in next week for Mairead on Today FM. And I
Where are you?
Yeah, I'm delighted.
Ooh.
Very excited. I know, thanks,
I'm disappointed now. I was on only last week. I wish it were.
Imagine we had been on together.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, will you just come on my show anyway?
Yes,
it's not my show, it's Mairead's. We'll just come on for nothing, but we just have a. I'll ring you for something.
Yeah, yeah, do.
What will we talk about? We'll figure it out. I'll ring you. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, dead.
Dead, yeah.
So I've realised, as you can see, Growth, I'm wearing my active wear today. As you can see,
beautiful.
Thank you. Yep. I always wear active wear, right? So, like, my clothes haven't been in it. I haven't fit in anything. At least, I know this is a really self-involved. It's me. Thing to say, but nothing like this. This hoodie and these Gymkhana coffee bottoms haven't fit me in. I don't know how long. And I tried them the other day, and they went on. And the sense of achievement
was
just
feeling ever.
Oh, I really felt good, and I haven't felt like that about clothes in a million years. I literally just put on whatever, like, pair of leggings I have and throw a sloppy jumper on because I'm just like, whereas I put these on, I went, they fit. And Joey's like, you're delighted. I was like, no, I actually am.
Fucking right.
The starving is starting to work.
I'm joking. That's the fuck off now. That's not a good idea. Stop it.
I'd say I'm quite the opposite. Like, fucking Just Eat, man. I'm like, are those kids on Just Eat again? Give me the Indian. Thank you very much.
No, it's a great feeling though.
Yeah.
But
I realised because I'm in all next week, I have to wear like real life clothes. Like real life clothes.
Why'd you have to do that in there?
Well, I'm trying to make a good impression, right? You know, I'm trying for them to go,
So it's
good.
A personal choice rather than
look
a dress code.
Well, no, it's not a dress code. God, no. Sure, like, Dermot and Dave go in and, like, you go in and their T-shirts and their, you know, shorts and all.
Disgrace.
They're not really. They're employed. Okay.
Disgusting.
I'm trying to find a job. So I want to, you know, look well. So I literally have, no clothes. Like, I don't have jeans that fit me. You don't win. I won't bore both of you about the bra situation because I haven't worn anything with an underwire in 16 months. So who knows? So I was like, what will I do? Anyway, I went onto iClothing, and in fairness, Emma and iClothing is an absolute ledge. I was like, I need actual, but I don't even know what clothes to wear. I don't even know what's an outfit.
Because
you know
haven't done it in so long.
I haven't done it in so long. I used to like fucking.
And styles have changed.
Like, literally, it's been Nam.
You're going to go in, like, wearing a top hat or something. Yeah,
they'll be like, Suzanne, no one's worn that since, like, 2002. I'm actually so embarrassed for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, anyway, I have. So, now, next week on my Instagram, I'm going to do real-life workouts for the 4 days that I'm on of me wearing clothes that, like, you could wear out if you were going to be. I know this sounds bizarre, right? But like me, there's a whole community of women who have been in activewear solidly for 6 months. I need to go for a bra fitting, Gayward. And I have to tell the woman, she's like, "What? Well, what size are you?" I'm like, "This size, whatever that is." I have no idea.
Is that the way you are? So you're literally about yourself the way boyfriends have traditionally been about their girlfriends.
Yeah, I am.
What size are you? Well, now, same size as yourself, more or less.
Like, what have you got for these? Like, that's literally what I am.
Size as yourself, I suppose.
Give or take, can I have a feel? Yeah, they feel about right. A man sexually assaulted an older lady in Marks and Spencer's lingerie area. But yeah, so I'm going to do all next week. And it's so funny because I put it up and I know it says you're stupid, but like the amount of women who sent me messages going, I haven't fucking know, like I've not an idea of what I'd wear if I had to go back to work. It's like we've lost all. But like, obviously, I was pregnant and I was wearing maternity clothes, but like I just wear leggings and I just have worn sweatshirts and leggings solidly now, especially since I had the baby. Like, so
it's kind of nice to get to dress up for anything.
Yeah, I think
even
I might
if it is work.
Buy a new pair of kicks and to go with my outfit. And yeah, I'm like gonna wear a dress. I ordered jeans.
Yeah, this is a great chance to go completely over the fucking top for the crack. You know?
Imagine going in a full.
Yeah, like a wedding dress. Or like
I'd actually love to wear my wedding dress.
Yeah, like wear your old wedding dress. Like go in with new runners and like a hat. Like, there's a great opportunity to go completely over the top.
I think I'm just going to go with the rig outs I picked. I mean, I got a lilac cardigan.
A lilac cardigan? Yeah, I mean, it sounds nice and all. But it's a bit undramatic, isn't it?
Says you know, he wearing a black t-shirt.
Well, yeah,
but a garage, by the way, wearing a black t-shirt while you guys are bringing your fucking.
But I've already admitted to myself anyway that I'm a disgrace in this situation.
Well, I'm excited that you're going to come on the show next week.
I am going to go on the show next week. I am. If you'll have me on the show, I'm definitely going
to have you on. Yeah. Amy Huberman is on Tuesday.
She's fucking outraged. You know,
I did a podcast with her last week.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh my God.
You know, in a way, I want to call her and say terrible things about her. Do you know what? Do you know why? Because do you know the way some people. They break some people that just you have to like them. It's like a rule that you have to like them because they are just unbelievably likeable. Kylie Minogue, no matter
Kylie
who
Minogue
the fuck you are,
and Amy Huberman,
if you're a fucking murderer or if you're whatever the opposite, well, everybody's the most people are the opposite to a murderer. No, but if you're a fucking like a murderer, like a crazy criminal, or if you're the softest human being on earth, if you're a teenager, if you're a middle aged man, if you're a pensioner, it doesn't matter. Everybody loves Kylie Minogue, right? Mm-hmm. Amy Huberman is our Kylie Minogue. She is our Kylie Minogue.
She is.
Everybody loves her. Yeah. It doesn't matter. There's just something about her. Now, her fella and all, he's lucky he can catch a ball. he's actually a lovely fella as well. This is he's a lovely fella. He actually is. But I just think she's just one of those people you have to love. You have to love her. There's something about her. I'm trying to think of other ones. There's Kylie Minogue, right?
Kylie Minogue and Amy Huberman.
No, there's definitely other ones. There's like it's like the way you kind of universally everybody says Bono is a bollocks, even though if you kind of don't think he is, it's like that thing.
Yeah, but you have to hate you too.
Who else is there that everybody loves? There's definitely millions of them.
Jack
Charlton was one.
Oh well, he's a legend.
No matter what country you're from, just nobody will ever say a bad word about them. You know what I mean?
But I have to say with Amy
Huberman is the ham sandwich of Ireland. Everybody fucking loves it. You know what I mean? Everybody loves it. She's just the flavour of the country.
We recorded last week for the Mamma Mia Mamiya and Me podcast. So it's for Aldi, right? But I've never met her. But and I'd be like, oh yeah, Graham, whatever. But like I I wanted to be her friend. Like I wanted her to like me,
everybody
right?
Everybody wants to like her.
Yeah. So I like
I get weird if I met her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You ever meet someone, you go giddy, you get weird.
Oh my God.
I met her
well,
once
what were we like? We talked for 2 hours because we both had babies in a pandemic. You know when you meet someone where I know it sounds mental, but it was like she got like what we've both been through the same thing in the past year and we're about like, like we talked 10 to the, there's 3 hours of audio that needed to be edited and I wasn't the only guest.
What?
So we recorded, stopped. She went in and recorded with David O'Doherty and then we recorded again and then there was another woman called Jen Hogan from the Irish Examiner, Irish Independent, a proper journalist. She was on the show or she's on the podcast as well. It comes out on Monday. But me and Amy just like literally had this most, like we were hoarse. We were frantic, yeah. Right? And, but she had sent, so before I did the podcast, she sent me an Instagram. She sent me an Instagram message. Start following me. I was like, Joey, it's happened. It's happened.
Yeah.
He's like, what? Amy's fallen. He's like, what's happened? What? I was like, Amy's followed me. Look, look, play cool.
Yeah.
Play cool. So I was like, hey, Amy. How's things?
Yeah, I can't.
Make a joke. Instantly make yourself funny to Amy.
The pressure, yeah.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then you make a dick of yourself.
Yeah. So then I was trying to be all like, ah, yeah. Aldi, go to canoe. Ah, be my friend.
That happened to me when I met Avy McGinnity. Do you know Avy McGinnity? Well, she was at one of my gigs, right? And I didn't even know. They were all there at these. It was one of Vicar Street. I fucking think about this moment and I want to beat myself up with a rod. Right? So I did a gig and I came out and I went into the green room sort of area after the gig in Vicar Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out and she was standing there and Eric Lawler was standing there and a couple, few other people.
Was Eric in Love House or would you just think he would have
been
in Love House?
No, he should have been.
Yeah.
And I came out and I saw her and she went, and she said, good show. And I literally went, that's what I did. And then I sat down and I started sweating profusely. I was across the room. I wasn't sitting next to her or anything. I was sweating profusely thinking about, I was taking a short of breath. I had to leave.
She's sexy though, isn't she? She's like...
Ah, she's beautiful. She's but that
beautiful.
Wasn't what got me.
No, I know, I don't mean that,
just
but like...
She went, hello, that was good gig. And I just went, saw her and got completely intimidated because she's one of those people I think you have to like.
Yeah, she's very nice.
The rules of life say you should like me. And I looked at her and went, ah! I did that. What a fucking idiot.
I'm such
a fucking idiot. Hi, Amy Huberman. I think I did something the same. I think I said a sentence that made no sense. I think I went, yeah, that's right, something to do with things of life. I think I said something like that. I made a fucking idiot of myself. Glenda Gilson. I can't talk to Glenda Gilson. There's something about Glenda Gilson that I just find she's, every time I've met her, she's been unbelievably fucking nice to me.
She's so sound.
So kind to me, right? But there's something about...
She's very funny as well.
And I'm just so... I can't handle her presence. It's too much for me. Some people are too... So she's like, hey, how you getting on? And I go, yeah, it's a French bread. I had some, yeah, the French bread there yesterday. Fuck. And I have to run away. I start shaking. I can't handle it. I can't handle her presence. I can't do it. It's like Amy McGinnity. I couldn't handle her presence. Amy Huberman, I can't do it. If she walked into the room now, I'd fucking flip.
So we won't ask Amy, Glenda, or Amy to come on the podcast.
I wouldn't be able for it.
Imagine if you're just sitting here 45 minutes going,
yeah, I make no sense. And, well, not that I ever make sense, do you know what I mean? But some people just can't handle their presence.
But in fairness with Amy, I have to say, so it was released, the podcast, so we weren't allowed to say anything about the podcast, then it was released, and two women, when I was walking in doing the school run the other day, went, like across the schoolyard, went, Amy, podcast! And I went, I know, and they're like,
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I know. And then one of the dads was like, I see that you're doing podcasts about my crush. Like, he's there with his two kids walking them into school. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I went, and he's like, Amy.
Yeah.
And I went, yeah. Yeah. And he's like, is she? And I went,
very sound, yeah.
Yeah. And then we said loosely we'd go for a walk in time. And I'm like, when is it appropriate for me to go, no, Amy, about that walk? And we go
you
for
didn't
a walk.
Do that.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't.
I'm playing it cool. Like, I.
This
I'm
is the
like,
most uncool way of playing it cool.
By
doing
the way,
an entire
ever,
podcast about
if she
it.
Ever listens to this.
This is the most uncool thing. Like, this is literally the most uncool thing.
I'm not cool, though.
It's doing the most. We're literally podcasting. How intimidating these incredibly kind, brilliant people are.
They're not intimidating.
What
though,
a pair of fucking nerds.
We are nerds. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with not being cool.
Yeah.
I'm okay with with it all. Anyway, so we recorded that the other day. So and I had to think about my whole outfit for that and trying to figure out what I was going to wear for Amy. And then I told her I wore a bra for her, and I told her I put makeup and everything on because it was Amy. I was trying to get my brows done. I'm done in time, but look.
Yeah.
I think Amy understood because she's like me. She's had a baby in a pandemic. So
see ya.
Anyway, Amy's on the show on Tuesday, and then I'll get you in for later in the week.
Please do. Brilliant.
I would love that.
Yeah, that'd be good crack. Yeah, we'll have a chat. Yeah, it'd be good crack.
Okay. So how have you been?
Good, yeah. The only bad thing this week has been this brownie. I mean, it tastes like a wet dog. Well, other than that, I have to say,
I've told you about interfering with dogs after last week. We probably shouldn't. I'm trying to figure out, was there anything else that I needed to discuss with you?
No, but very good. It's been busy. It's been very, very busy. The DIY show now is finished. Everything's grand. The sun.
I caught little bits of that. The sun house. We went to the beach the other day.
Perspective on life, man. Everyone I meet is in such different, like, the cracks of light. Oh, like, the sun is just amazing. Like, we're all in the same shit show, but the way we view the world, like, it literally 100%. Does pass a different shit. Yeah, like, I was just in the shop around the corner. The guy that serves me the coffee. And he never really talks to me, you know.
No,
but he's a nice guy. He's like, hey, how's it going? Not so
just
bad.
Just does the basics and of finishing coffee. And we do the whole,
how's it going? What's the story? Today, first sunny day, I've gone into him. Man, you nearly had to hit us with crowbars to stop us talking. Like, you know, it's like, I'm just the same. Just the whole, great, isn't it? Yeah, sun's brilliant, isn't it? It's amazing how you see things differently, you know. And then he fucked up the order. Because we were talking to each other so much. And I was delighted he fucked up the order. Because, I mean, we got to talk to each other more.
And that's not like
and the
you.
Two of us were all excited. I mean, like, oh, this is, yeah, that's not like me at all.
You don't like talking to people.
No, if you have someone else having that chat in front of me, I'll be like, for fuck's sake, you know, somebody, we equivalents just want to get coffee around here. You know, I would, yeah. But because the sun is out, I'm standing there having the chat, and I'm thinking, oh, these people won't mind waiting. It's a sunny
glorious day.
It's a sunny day.
In fairness, my Jeep
these
broke
fucking
down.
People can wait. Let them fucking wait. It's a sunny day. We're
my Jeep, our Jeep nearly broke down. This is why we couldn't record on Monday, right? So we were driving back up from Wicklow, from Arklow on Sunday night
down.
And the Jeep started to not work. And I'm sitting there going, yes, this means we're going to get a new car. And Joey was like, but then it got to the point where it was like, oh shit, like, will we get home? But we just kept laughing because it was so sunny. The kids were still in good form.
Yeah.
Like, we'd nothing done for one day for school, but we didn't give a shit. We were laughing. And then for some reason, Joey went, I'll come off at Enniscare because the traffic, there was a crash. So we were like, we're not having a bad day. The people, and it was a bad crash. So we were like, they're having a bad day. So we're just stuck in traffic. We're
I
all
bet
good.
You wouldn't have thought of that if it was a shitty day.
No, I would have been up. I would have been up going, can you move your bodies off the fucking road?
You wouldn't have thought of it.
Let's move it along, people. I want to get home. Shut up, the kids are crying and the car is about to break. Like, but it was sunny. I was like, we've all had ice creams. Everyone's in great form. So we decided then, because the car was already in bad enough state as it was, that the great idea that we should have would be take another route and we go through Glenageary to show the kids the Disney set. Except it came glaringly apparent that the car did not like stopping and didn't like going up hills.
Oh,
which Glenageary is full of hills. Or Enniscary, sorry.
Yeah.
It's full of hills and we had to stop loads. So then Joey'd have to rev the car up. Oh, she's like, why'd you keep pressing the gas, Dad? And he's like, try and get us home. America.
Yeah,
everything watches
American.
American. So anyway, we got home, but we just kept laughing. We got home and then I was laughing because I was Joey. Actually, as we finally got nearly home, he went, I'm going to have to start looking for cars tomorrow. And I was like, great news. So anyway, no car Monday. Couldn't come in and record. All a bit hectic. And then he sent me a message of 11 o'clock going, oh, it's grand, all fixed. I've never been so devastated in my life.
Oh, I saw you are sick.
He was like, you come down and pick it up.
Sick.
I was like, are you sure? You sure it's working? He's like,
I saw
no,
that.
It's grand. He
you're
was like,
mad for your new 7-seater,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, no, look. Yeah. So I'm back. Back in my car. But it was because it was sunny. I was like, if it had been raining and I would have been like an antichrist. But
yeah,
the kids didn't get to school, like to bed till late. We'd get the school back boxes and everything organised. Didn't care. We were just like, sure, it's sunny. Isn't it wonderful? We spent the day at the beach.
Yeah,
yeah. But Hannah still has sand in her hair from the week.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Wonderful.
It changes everything.
Completely.
It changes absolutely everything.
Also, I want to get fit. Cause
yeah, I need to get back
I feel like I'm going to have to invest in like a mam swimsuit.
Oh, come here. I burst a gusset out of me jeans during the week.
Oh, that's just showing
off. I burst me gusset and it was the most, it was awful.
Why
did
you burst a gusset?
Because you get fucking fat is how you burst your gusset in
your
jeans.
Balls?
Yes. And you the two, the top of your legs, they start rubbing together so much you bust a gusset, right? You wear your gusset down. You wear it down.
Is the gusset not the bit underneath?
Yeah, that's what goes.
But how would you move your legs and your gut?
Think of a tea towel rubbing it together.
Yeah, but that's your thighs.
No, it's not. It's very high. No, well, I managed to rub the gusset off myself somehow. That's what I did, right? Let's be fucking... I rubbed the gusset off myself by accident, right? By just being overweight.
That's just a Wednesday night.
By being purely overweight, I rubbed the gusset off myself. It's gone. And fucking gusset is gone. And I suddenly realised this pandemic, I have three pairs of jeans left, right? And one is
more
too small.
More than I.
One is too small.
Right.
One is too big.
Right.
And the other one's just right. But the gusset is gone. It's like living with the three bears.
Three little bear pigs.
And my gusset's gone. And so I was there, this is fucking ridiculous. Now I have two pairs of jeans. I've got a big pair and a small pair. So...
And the just right and pair. I was there, can you get another pair of the just right pair?
This is the problem. I had to ask myself, what's the root of this problem? How have I ended up with multi-sized jeans and a bus gusset? Simply, I have stopped looking after myself. You know, you don't just buy jeans out of your problems. You need to fucking get back into the small pair of fucking jeans. So I have to
but
just get
really
fit again.
But you're really good. You're disciplined and you work out. So
until the last 3 months, I've been a bollocks
but
the last 3 months.
But that's fair. But you don't look it. Like, I know you said your gusset is gone. But
if you see me in the nip now, you'd say somebody melted PJ. I look like somebody put a candle on me tits, on me fucking nipples. Two little candle wicks. And then and it's melted all down the front of me, down to me gusset. That's what it looks like. I look like a candle tits is what I look like. I've got candle tits. And they're hanging off and they're all leaked down me belly. Onto me gusset.
Not that you would ever see me naked, but like, I mean, it feels like a person attacking somebody whose body's just been through the absolute mill. Like, I had a baby growing in there. They've left my body, but they've left all their rubbish behind them. Do you know what I mean? You know, like the way all those young people.
Yeah.
Young people in the
young
park.
Young people. They don't underappreciate.
Well, my young person basically came and lived in me and then she just fucked me up and left.
Yeah.
And now I'm just sitting going, but see, here's the thing, right? So because I obviously have rheumatoid arthritis, I'm not supposed to really work out until they get everything regulated, right? But now whereas up until now I've kind of been like, I can eat it, I was pregnant, I was, you know, fat so. And then now I'm like, it's coming around and I need to wear shorts and I want to look good. Like, I want to feel a little bit like good in myself.
Yeah.
But trying to find that level of where I can work out and what I can't do. And also, I don't like healthy food, which we discussed last week.
I know you don't. You don't like it.
So, like, I need a workout plan, right, that's going to work on my Kegels. I want a full 10-pack stomach. I want an arse that kind of sits up here like a shelf. You know, like one of those arses.
You want a hoop? Like,
I want a hoop of a 20. Hoop. I want a hoop of a 20-year-old.
Yeah, you want a hoop? Yeah.
I want one of them.
So you got to start doing your donkey kicks and squats and all. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So and then I want my waist to go back to where it used to be. And then when I sit down, I don't want to look like Wynetta Slob, in denim. So. But I want all of those things with the minimal amount of work. Let's get fit and get dancing. And then to be able to eat my Indian and Chinese and
see, burgers. You can do that. You just got to sort of... You
and then someone goes, can't out-train a diet.
Hmm?
Can't out-train your diet.
You can't, well, you can't run faster than fast
tell
food.
Tell my fast metabolism that's slightly slowing. It's aging.
All our metabolism's aging. That's why I'm Mr. Candle Tits Gallagher now. That's why I've got candle tits. That's what's wrong with me. Because my metabolism, I have to be much more strict than I used to be. And like, I'm saying this, I wish I wasn't candle tits. But what am I doing straight after this? Old candle tits, my sack of cans over here. Is going fucking drinking in someone's back garden.
Are you?
Yeah. And I'm so excited. I've been walking around, you know, Shaka Khan. You know Shaka Khan, right? I have been walking around all day saying to myself, Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan, everybody, Shaka Khan. In the garden with the lads, Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan, everybody, Shaka Khan. Having the crack with me, big Shaka Khan. I've been doing it all day. All fucking day.
I love
and, you
know, that.
Why have I got candle tits? Well, that's why. Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan, everybody, Shaka Khan. Every day I'm going to have a Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan on the cake, Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan, everybody, with a cake, Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Yeah, I feel for you. Yeah, Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan. Yeah, that's me. I'm fucking. And you have to. And that's
but look
just been
how
the last
happy
3 months.
You are.
I am happy. Yes, I am. Until I see myself. Until you ever.
Is it I eat because I'm unhappy. I'm unhappy because I eat. It's a vicious circle.
It's a. It is. It's a. Yeah. But no, I'll get back. I mean, within a matter of months, I will.
Yeah, but you see,
I'm gonna
that's
go mad this weekend, and then I'm gonna sort my
personality. Will help you
out.
With that.
It will. Yeah, I'll flick the switch. Like it will be a switch. So I'm gonna get through this weekend. By being good old proper candle tits, Sacka Khan, motherfucking everything.
Okay.
And then Tuesday it'll be a different
perky.
It'll be a different headspace. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It will.
Or
be.
On the come down from all the sugar and alcohol.
Oh, well, that's why I'm depending on that. I'm one of those people. I need to remind myself how bad I feel when I fuck up, and then I'm able to, you know, keep that feeling of self resentment to use to my goodness.
Right.
I'll get 2 months out of that.
Okay.
And then I'll suddenly go, was it really that bad?
Nah, let's and get then on I go, it again.
Light the fucking tits and, you know, burn the fucking knockers off myself. And then, yeah, it was that bad. And then I'll use that. I'll get another 2 months out of it. You know, so I'm good at that.
Things are good then.
Things are fucking all right. They are. They are all
Garot,
right.
How long complain. Have we been chatting shit for?
You've been chatting shit for 46 minutes.
Oh, geez, so that's loads.
That's loads then.
Okay.
Anyway, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Garot Farrelly has a great podcast on the network as well. Fascinated.
He does. It's
what's
brilliant
this,
podcast.
What's this current episode that's out? I saw the Michelle Gale. Cause yeah. So, by the way, can I just tell you, I know Michelle Gale's your friend, right? But so she basically...
Is this the extra bit?
No.
Let's do this. It's the extra bit. Come on, we'll talk to Garot for the extra bit.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
Do, yeah.
Do you want to
come
in, though? Are you allowed?
Yeah.
Come in.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're happy, I'm fully vaccinated. He's half vaccinated.
Oh, yeah, I'm fully vaccinated now.
Are you?
Since Sunday.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
If you want to know what we talked to Garot about, you better subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe
bonus
if you want to talk.
Flagging material with our flagging drinking pal, Gayroyd Farrelly.
Gayroyd.
He's coming in anyway.
Farrelly.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.